Welcome back to Collaboration's coverage of the 2016 Los Angeles Asian Pacific Film Festival. For this interview, we talked with Leo Chang, a documentarian based in San Francisco and Taipei, whose previous award-winning films include A Village Called Versailles and Mr. Cow Goes to Washington. His new documentary is called Outrun. The film follows the world's only LGBT political party and Bems Benedicto, an LGBT activist and trans woman who seeks to become the first openly out trans woman to hold public office in the world. We talk about what it was like making this documentary, how Leo got involved, and also his advice to up-and-coming documentarians. So here we go. All right, and I'm here with Leo Chang, the producer and director of the documentary Outrun. How's it going? Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Marvin.
Tell me about Outrun. It's a documentary about the LGBTQ community in the Philippines, right?
Yes, Outrun is a full-length documentary about the only LGBTQ political party in the world and its effort to elect a transgender woman to the Philippine Congress.
I guess as a documentary producer, how does this type of story come across? Did you find it? Were you part of the movement?
No, I was certainly not part of the movement. I actually didn't even know anything about it. My film partner, Johnny, and I had this idea that we were going to try and identify several queer political candidates who are the first in their country to run openly for higher political office. And it was actually inspired by this article that we had read about an out gay member of parliament in Nepal who was pushing for same-sex marriage law to pass in order to promote the country as a tourist destination for like weddings at the foothills of Himalayas. You know, we thought that was a kind of a brilliant concept. And then it kind of got us thinking that, you know, yeah, sure, there are a lot of LGBTQ allies in some governments, in governments around the world, but relatively speaking, there are still very few LGBTQ people who self-represent, you know, who represent their own community, our own community in the government. So, and especially with the global LGBTQ movement hopefully moving forward and more society becoming more accepting and, you know, or even celebrating the queer community, what's the experience like for that, you know, that pioneer to have to kind of push the whole society forward.
It's like break the barrier.
Yeah, like exactly. Wall, like. And that's how we ended up identifying and finding this character in the Philippines.
Awesome. You know, I just realized what Outrun means.
We try.
I feel very smart right now, or dumb, or slow. But
well, you know, there was like a Kristen, what's her name, and Dax Shepard movie called Outrun a few years ago. So we're like, I hope they don't think we're like some romantic comedy. So
a lot of our audience members are aspiring creatives who are thinking about or just starting out on their careers of making films or telling stories. What's some advice that you would give to someone who is thinking about being a documentarian or telling stories? Or
don't do it. No, but seriously, I feel like, you know, I have this conversation with my friends and my colleagues a lot. You know, why are we doing this? You know, what about this that keeps us going, even though, you know, it's not exactly the most well-recognized and lucrative aspect of the arts, which is, I guess, is kind of oxymoron because most aspects of, you know, most fields in the arts are probably not well-supported. I think that, for me, if you find yourself not able to stay away from it, you know, that if you find yourself just keep thinking about it and are just so passionate about it that you can't think of doing anything else, then you should do it. And you should persevere. You should be persistent. You should expect a lot of setbacks. You should expect a lot of rejections, but you should also celebrate those moments where you know you did something good. You know that you made something that's meaningful and that communicates something beautiful to the audience.
So what is it that you hope that the audience gets out from this film?
Well, I mean, for me, you know, I really see myself as a storyteller, and I always want to tell a story that's compelling, engrossing, and entertaining. And first and foremost, I would love the audience to feel, you know, entertained and compelled by the story. But of course, you know, with a story like this, we have you know, social change goals. We want people to change minds. We want people to learn new things and see this part of the world just a little bit differently, or see the LGBTQ people just a little bit differently. I think that especially with the recent, you know, slew of anti-LGBT laws in the U.S., that in the different states, that's really important to share this complex portrayal of transgender people, of LGBTQ people. Even though they're in the Philippines, I think that people will see that there's a lot of similarity in the struggle and sort of the joy in these people's lives, as you know, an American audience would.
I mean, so LGBTQ queer issues have always been a touchy subject, especially with the Asian cultures. When you were making this film, did you run into any of that?
Well, I mean, for us, it was super interesting with the Philippines. You know, I think that us being, you know, not really know a lot and ignorant in our own way, didn't really know what the Filipino attitude is towards the LGBT people. When we arrive and when we start to sort of do more research, we realize that there's actually a certain level of tolerance in the culture where gender nonconformity, like people who don't necessarily, you know, are seen as traditionally male or female, they kind of express themselves somewhere in between, are quite visible, especially in the bigger city, like in Manila. You're walking on the street, you really see folks like, you know, that displays, you know, traits of both.
Right.
And people really don't have any strong reactions, so they kind of just accept it as part of the society. So it's not necessarily what we think it will be, you know. But at the same time, folks are marginalized in that community. You know, the queer folks are marginalized in a way that they're kind of expected to just do certain things but not really respected or thought of as people can be taken seriously. We didn't necessarily get pushback from the Asian community or Asian American community. I don't know, maybe the attitudes are slowly changing. You know, maybe it's a generational thing. Maybe because we're in the Philippines, people are more accustomed to, you know, sexual minorities and gender nonconformity. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I mean, at the same time, we certainly, you know, experience what the discrimination that our subjects were experiencing, you know, in the Philippines as they try to do this really challenging thing. You know, we certainly see people who come up and maybe acting supportive but saying things that are clearly totally ignorant, you know, that's sort of, you know, putting them down without even realizing that's what's happening.
It's interesting the types of attitudes that become apparent when a minority starts to make a push to gain power. And so your film is screening on
Saturday
at the LA Asian Film Festival. What's next after?
So we're actually going to be at the Toronto LGBT Film Festival. I think it's called Inside Out. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we're going to be at Frameline in San Francisco, which is the San Francisco LGBTQ Film Festival. It's the largest queer film festival in the world. And then another film festival, Sheffield Docfest in England. It's one of the big documentary film festivals. So we're very happy to be pursuing the traditional mainstream film festivals, the LGBTQ festivals, and the Asian American film festivals. Yeah. And we're hoping to get the story out to as many people as possible.
Awesome. How long did this documentary take you to make?
It took us about 3 years. I mean, it's hard to gauge because initially the research took a long time, and we actually had a couple of false starts. But shooting this particular story, we started in 2012. Ah. So 4 years, I guess. Labor of love.
Well, congratulations on the film, finishing the film and getting out on the festival circuit. Good luck on all your future festivals. And I guess if people want to check out more information, they should go to
OutRunMovie.com.
OutRunMovie.com. And we'll have the links also on the page that you're listening to this podcast on. Well, thanks so much, Leo, for chatting with us about your movie. Best of luck.
Thanks, Marvin.
And that was Leo Chang, director of OutRun, which played at the Los Angeles Asian Pacific Film Festival. For more information about future showings, check out the website at outrunmovie.com. We hope you enjoyed our chat with Leo. And for more interviews with Asian American filmmakers at the Los Angeles Asian Pacific Film Festival 2016, please check back with Collaboration. I'm Arvin Yue for collaboration.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.